He's in. So it's going to be somewhere, you know, between 1.5 and 3.5. And I think the White House is working on that right now, because remember, what we want to deliver is child care, paid leave, yeah, climate change.
And I want to get to housing. That, but I just, so 1.5 is too small, but you won't say if 2 trillion is too small.
Because I don't have a definite number yet. I mean, I don't have a counteroffer. Okay. It would be like buying a house, Dana, and going in to make an offer. And then somebody says, well, what's the lowest number you would take? Why would I do that?
You know, this is so stupid. I mean, and I'm going to give you some insight as to how this is going to play out. And all I ask is that you remember where you heard this. That what's going to end up happening is they're going to cut this thing from a 10-year program to a 5-year program. And they're going to go from 3.5 to 1.5. And it's going to be the same program. Only it's not going to be out 10 years out. It's going to end up being 5 years out. And they'll have to reauthorize all this free stuff again in 5 years. I swear to God, that's what's going to happen. And it's the worst bait and switch program in American political history. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up with a good friend of ours and a guy I'm so happy to call a friend, Mark Hutchison, the founding partner at Hutchison Steffen Law Firm and a former lieutenant governor of our state. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden says he remains confident that a version of his Build Back Better spending bill will receive congressional approval.
After he was unable to close the deal with congressional Democrats on his legislative agenda last week, the president argued that he's close.
I need 50 votes in the Senate. I have 48.
The two senators not on board yet are Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. The president also acknowledged that his $3.5 trillion proposal will be scaled back.
Well, I laid out what I thought it should be. It's not going to be that. It's going to be less.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
An oil spill off of Orange County in Southern California could keep beaches and fishing there closed for weeks.
Responders have doubled their efforts to clean up an oil spill off of Huntington Beach, according to U.S. Coast Guard Captain Rebecca Orr.
We have a fleet of boats out there that are using containment boom to isolate that oil and collect it in what we call skimmers.
The suspected pipeline leak sent 126,000 gallons of heavy crude into the ocean waters, fouling the sands from Huntington to Laguna Beach and heading southward. Environmentalists had feared the oil might devastate birds and marine life, but Michael Zaccardi, who's a veterinarian with the Oiled Wildlife Care Network, said only 4 birds have been found so far. Amplify Energy operates 3 oil platforms and the 16-inch pipeline suspected in the leak.
We have isolated one specific area of significant interest. We did this primarily through ROV to this point, but we are sending divers down.
Amplify CEO Martin Wilshire couldn't say whether a ship's anchor striking the pipeline might have been the cause. I'm Jennifer King.
An Oklahoma judge has temporarily blocked two new pro-life laws from taking effect next month, including a measure that would prevent abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. But District Judge Cindy Truong on Monday ruled that she would allow 3 other ones to take effect November 1st. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Hundreds marched on the Las Vegas Strip last night to protest Governor Sisolak's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The group gathered outside the Aria and headed north along Las Vegas Boulevard toward Bally's before they turned around. Last month, the governor ordered mandatory vaccinations for all corrections employees and those working with at-risk populations in state-run detention and health care facilities. Well, a new report ranks Las Vegas as one of the best cities in the world. The report from the Renaissance Consultancy ranks Las Vegas 21st in the entire world, but 5th in the U.S. The rankings were based on a number of factors, including arts and entertainment, shopping, diversity, and employment. The report mentioned that Las Vegas is primed for a comeback when tourism recovers. Well, part of the Eastern Avenue orange cone alert, if you will. Yes, Eastern Avenue is now closed in both directions at the freeway, the 515 there, until October 13th, so they can demolish half of that Eastern Bridge as part of the $40 million viaduct rehab project.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And heavy volumes right now with bumper-to-bumper conditions. U.S. 95 southbound, that's at Southern Rancho. You're backed up all the way to Valley View there. Delays downtown with that freeway construction. 515 eastbound at Main Street. Also only two lanes available, 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hard to believe it, but SCOTUS is back. The Supreme Court of the United States, their 2021 session is underway. We have a new, fairly dominant conservative element to the Supreme Court. The big question is, what does that mean for Roe v. Wade and for a lot of other things? We'll talk about that, because guess who's joining us? Mark Hutchison, founding partner, Hutchison and Stephan Law Firm, the former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. How was your weekend, sir? Hello, Mark Hutchison.
Kevin Wall, Mark Hutchison here.
There you are. I knew you were there somewhere, out there in the ether. How was your weekend?
Had a great weekend with my family and enjoyed some good quality time with them. I hope you had a great weekend yourself, Kevin.
Yeah, indeed. And getting ready for Monday Night Football and Raiders and the Chargers up in L.A. Be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, it's gonna be basically like, I think, a home game for the Raiders. You know, it's gonna be fun to watch that game and see how many fans come out and cheer for them. So it's gonna be another opportunity to see a victory come out of Vegas.
God, I just love that. SCOTUS is back. The Supreme Court of the United States is back, and I'm curious. A lot of people asking about, what about Roe v. Wade? What about abortion? What's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? And you know that there is a more conservative tilt to this court after the appointees by former President Donald J. Trump. What do you make of it, and what do you expect?
Well, it's going to be a really interesting term. Probably one of the most significant and consequential. Based really on those who watch the court closely. You know, the court's going to come back, and they begin oral arguments on October 4th, and they line up their docket. You know, they tell the parties in advance, you know, what cases obviously they're going to hear. Those are called petitions for writ of certiorari, and they grant a very few number of those in the total scheme of things. But the cases they've granted this session are very, very consequential. Like you said, Kevin, it's going to be the first time we've got, like you said, a full 6-3 majority of conservative appointed justices, now with Amy Coney Barrett having been confirmed. She's on the court. We've got the first full term with the 6-3 conservative majority. So we're going to find out, you know, what the court's going to do. I'll tell you, just before I jump into a couple of these cases here, it's going to be really interesting to see what the political pressures are going to be on the court, because, you know, they've been significant. Not only in the way that senators and congressmen and women have criticized the court, but also Joe Biden, recall in April, created this new commission to bring back recommendations to him about how the court can be quote-unquote reformed, including imposing term limits and also increasing the number of the justices. So all this is looming out there as the court accepts these very high-profile, very controversial cases.
Explain how that would work. We call it packing the court, increasing the numbers of folks, and of course they would the extra justices would be named by this sitting president, Joe Biden. Explain how they could do that. Is that something they can just do just by legislation? Is that something you'd have to do with the Constitution? What?
The Constitution merely sets forth the courts that the founding fathers believed should be created by Congress. And it did not set forth the number of the judges or the justices. It didn't set forth, for example, even a court of appeals. So initially when the country was founded, Kevin, we had district court judges, U.S. district court judges, which were trial court level judges. Then we had a Supreme Court, and that's it. And there were only three of them to begin with. And then over time, Congress has passed legislation. Congress has created more courts. Congress created a new level of courts called the Court of Appeals, which is in between the U.S. District Court and the Supreme Court. Congress has then set the number of justices. It's varied over the years, and so it is a legislative matter whether or not you can change the number of justices. You know, I remember when President Trump was in office, there was talk of even creating another level of judges within the judiciary, maybe between the Court of Appeals and the U.S. Supreme Court. And when the Republicans held both houses of Congress and the White House, they talked about doing that. So Congress has a lot of authority and wide discretion there. Now, the check on that's going to be the filibuster. And, of course, in the Senate, you couldn't do that without 60 votes. And that's the big check right now.
Yeah, the whole filibuster thing, that reconciliation, that's a whole different deal. Yep. I want to ask you, as long as we're talking about that, we're talking now about the whole notion of the filibuster, reconciliation, and the parliamentarian of the Senate is going to have a lot of power. Explain why.
Well, the parliamentarian of the Senate will ultimately decide what can be included within this what they call reconciliation process. This reconciliation process is supposed to be a process, a legislative process within Congress, where the congressional members can pass legislation that addresses the debt limit, tax, and spending. Those three subjects: the tax, taxes, spending, and the debt limit. And so the parliamentarian comes in and says, "Well, what legislation do you want to include, or what type of subjects do you want to include with this reconciliation bill?" And the Senate or the House will explain. The Senate will explain. You know, Schumer would come to the parliamentarian and say, "Hey, we want to include immigration reform," and that's what they wanted to include in the reconciliation bill. And the parliamentarian said, "No, that's not tax, spending, or debt limit. That's not going to be within the reconciliation bill." And you may remember that there was all kinds of, you know, screaming and yelling by the liberals about how terrible this was. That's what the parliamentarian did. The parliamentarian determined, though, the reconciliation process is not a way to get around the filibuster for anything other than tax, spending, and debt limit.
I'm curious. You know, we've been talking a lot about mask mandates, vaccine mandates, and I find it all fascinating. But I always go back to the issue of, is it the right thing to do? I want to ask you your feelings, not just personally, but legally, mandates that we've been talking about, that the governor has talked about, that the president has talked about. How do you feel about them personally? How do you feel about them legally?
Well, I'm fully vaccinated. I had my second shot, and I think that it's a wise thing to do, particularly for me. You know, I'm in my late 50s, and so it's a good idea for someone like me to get the vaccine. As far as I'm concerned, I also think that it really is just an absolute miracle drug, and it is something that is the reflection of American ingenuity and American entrepreneurship and, you know, American you know, get it done and can do attitude. So I'm grateful for this vaccine, and I think that those who wish to get it should get it. I would encourage people to get it, but that's a very, very far cry from the federal government saying that, you know, as a condition to you being privately employed, an American's got to inject themselves with a drug that they may not want to do. And that's where I draw the line. I just think we got to encourage people to do it. I think it's the right thing to do, unless you've got a medical reason or, you know, there's a religious reason. You know, certainly people can have their reasons, and people can have some, as people say, you know, the hesitancy with it. But personally, I think it's a good idea for me and my family. But I'll tell you, my family members themselves have disagreed with me. So we don't even have consensus within the Hutchison home or within our extended family. So families ought to be able to make their own decisions. Individuals ought to be able to make their own decisions. The federal government should not be forcing this down people's throat.
Okay, from a legal standpoint, is it legal?
It is legal at the state level, without question. We've been doing this. Matter of fact, all 50 states and the District of Columbia, Kevin, have been requiring legally vaccinations for, you know, decades and decades. So at the state level, you can do it because the states have the right, very, very broad authority to regulate and mandate conditions of the health, safety, and public welfare of their citizens. So states can do it. The bigger question, much bigger question, is whether the federal government can do it. The federal government's got to have delegated authorities under the Constitution, and you know, the President of the United States cannot just unilaterally decide what has to happen with mandates. That's generally something that Congress would be required to do. But of course, as we know, President Biden has tried to just unilaterally do this. You know, he's done it by saying that all federal employees, he's the executive officer of all the federal employees, so he's mandated all federal employees get it. He's threatened to withhold federal funding from hospitals and healthcare organizations through Medicare and Medicaid if their employees are not vaccinated. And then the most controversial one, as you know, is his latest effort, where he said all private employers with 100 or more employees have to have their employees vaccinated. And you think, well, where does that come from? And he's using the emergency provisions of the Occupational Safety Health Act, OSHA, that is charged with governing workforce and workplace safety and protection, with that authority. And many, many, you know, legal authorities, including me, think that's very suspect. Congress did not intend under those temporary emergency powers to grant the President of the United States host cell authority to require Americans to inject themselves with a drug as a condition of employment.
More coming up on these topics and more. Mark Hutchison joining us, founding partner, Hutchison and Stephan Law Firm, a former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We'll talk about this and a whole lot more coming up. Also, the fact that the positivity rates and the hospitalization rates are coming down. Does that mean that the masks will be coming down soon? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Umeå Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with Umeå Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. Umeå Medical special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out Umeå Medical by going to NumeoMedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E Medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. Umeå Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. and give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer
expense. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, in case you're wondering, the game between the Chargers and the Raiders is being held up because of a lightning delay in L.A. There's lightning all around them, and yet the ESPN crew is out on the field talking under a threat of lightning. I don't understand that. That's one of life's little mysteries. Mark Hutchison joining us, though. By the way, they're supposed to start the game about 5:55 our time, so we'll see how that plays out. Mark, I got to ask you, the headlines in the RJ this afternoon, Clark County has fallen to the moderate level relative to COVID-19, and I guess my question is, does that mean the masks are going to be coming off anytime soon?
Well, if we had anybody in the leadership in the state who would approach this with the science, as we've heard over and over again, we wouldn't even be in the position I don't think we're in right now. So you would think with the decline of cases that there would be a loosening of restrictions. But, you know, Kevin, this is long since, moved past science and rationality and reason. It's just pure politics now. There's just no other reason for a lot of this. You know, the fact that, you know, we were told that we go get vaccinated and the pandemic is over for us, and then we all got to mask up again because somebody who isn't vaccinated is, you know, can give somebody a breakthrough case, and you know, your chances of dying in that situation are so low if you're vaccinated, but yet we all got to mask up. It's just gone beyond rationality and reasonableness.
We've been back in school now for a while, and I'm curious your thoughts, especially a family guy, your thoughts on how we've handled this from a school standpoint. Have we had huge outbreaks? Have a lot of kids died? Last time I checked, the answer was no. What about the schools now that they've been in for a couple of months?
You know, the risks that that our school children face are multiple, somewhere in a mid-range tier is, or probably very low tier is dying from COVID. You know, our school age children have a much greater risk of dying in an auto accident, much greater risk of dying from other diseases, much greater risk of even dying from drowning, accidental drowning. So this idea that we've got to have our children masked up in these schools just doesn't make any sense from just a statistical standpoint. We accept risk for our children at a much higher level than is currently facing them with a death from COVID. And again, this has nothing to do with rationality and reasonableness and acceptance of a reasonable level of risk like we except every day in society. It all has to do with politics. And so as a grandfather and somebody who sees my grandkids go to school every day in a mask, it just breaks my heart. It's not good. You know, we've seen all of the repercussions of the lockdown, all the repercussions of the mask mandates, and keeping our children from really learning and understanding what they're supposed to be pursuing in school. And it's just sad and counterproductive, really, in so many ways.
You know, in our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you a question that was asked on one of the Sunday shows, and I found it fascinating. And it was asked of Dr. Fauci, and that is, we have just surpassed 700,000 Americans dead. And I'm just curious, did it have to happen? Was there something we could have done to prevent this? Is there something that in looking forward, that we need to be doing as a society? Do we have to become a society that wears masks 24/7 forever?
No, we have to just decide as a society how much risk we're going to assume. We do that. We do that all the time. I don't think there's anything that other than however this terrible virus started. Avoiding it at that point that could have saved all these lives. But I do know this, that In 2020, there were far more